This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents a full cast presentation of Nimona by Noel Stevenson. This is dedicated to all the monster girls. Chapter 1. Our story begins in a castle, but not in the highest tower, or a ballroom, or even on a throne. No, dear listener, our story begins in a laboratory.
What? Who are you? How did you get in here?
Hey, boss. The name's Nimona.
She shakes the metal hand attached to his false right arm.
Oh. Huh. Nice arm. Did you design it?
Why, yes.
Anyway, the agency sent me. I'm your new sidekick.
That makes no sense. Why would they send me some kid to be my sidekick?
I don't know. Something about helping your image? They want you to appeal to today's youth.
Did the agency really send you?
Yes.
Where's the letter?
I left it in the, Fine. So the agency didn't send me.
I knew it!
But I'm a huge fan of your work. You're Ballister Blackheart, the biggest name in supervillainy. You're an inspiration.
Yes, well, I don't need a sidekick.
Oh, come on. Everyone has a sidekick these days.
I can't have some kid follow me around all day.
I'm not a kid. I'm a shark. Ah! Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention I'm a shapeshifter.
Yes, you might have mentioned that. Well, I suppose I can see how that would be useful. Fine. You're hired. Welcome aboard.
Yes!
Chapter 2.
That's about the whole castle. This is my office, where I do most of my strategizing.
Aw, yeah! Let's make some evil plans! Oh, are these them? Aw, man, this is so cool.
Stop it. Give me those plans. Here's what we'll do. We'll attack the city using my genetically modified dragons. The king will be attending the parade downtown. Our dragons will swoop down and kidnap him.
I'll announce our ransom demands from the top of the tallest tower.
Then we'll fly off with the king, detonating the tower behind us for emphasis.
Not that. Nice touch with the explosion. However, I do have a few suggestions. Here, I'll show you. We could do with more general chaos. I'm talking fire everywhere. We'll murder the king in front of everyone. Then, you crown yourself the new king.
I'm king!
And since Golden Loin is sure to try and stop us, I'll disguise myself to get close to him.
Hello, Sir Golden Loin.
And take him out before he knows what's happening! What do you think? Huh?
No, that is not how I work. You can't just go around murdering people. There are rules, Nimona.
What do you mean there are rules? Why would you follow the rules? Isn't that the whole point of being a villain, that you don't follow the rules? Can I at least kill Sir Golden Loin? The one guy who keeps messing up all your plans?
No. If anyone's going to kill him, it's going to be me. Many years ago, we were friends. Heroes in training. We were two of the most promising heroes the institution had ever seen. Until the day of the joust. We'd never been pitted against each other. I knocked him clean off his horse. It was a fair victory. But Ambrosius Goldenloin hates to lose. Turned out that he had a weapon hidden inside his lance, which he turned on me when my back was turned and fired. He claimed blowing off my right arm was an accident. No one could prove otherwise. Turns out that the institution had no use for a one-armed hero. I took the only other viable option.
Oh, are you kidding? You got the boot for his bad attitude? And now they've got you locked into a system where you can't win. Doesn't that make you mad?
It's not about winning. It's about proving a point.
You don't need to prove a point. You need to destroy them.
As I said, Nimona, I go by rules. Not their rules. Mine.
If it makes you feel better, I think your arm is pretty cool.
Thank you.
Chapter 3. In the Institution of Law Enforcement and Heroics Research Facility.
You know I could have infiltrated this place by myself in, like, 10 seconds, right?
I'm not sending you out by yourself on your first heist against the Institute. Consider this a test run.
Which one of these science things do you need again?
Don't touch anything. These are very volatile substances.
Halt, you villains! Unhand that science!
Sir Goldenloin, I should have known you'd show up.
Why are you still surprised after all this time?
Shh!
I see you have a new squire now. How nice for you, Ballister.
Ambrosius, this is my new sidekick, Nimona.
Yeah, and you're going down, Goldenloin!
Well, she's certainly spunky.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you spunky, fancy man. Can I kill him now?
No.
Charming.
She grows on you.
Three guards are at the door.
Halt! You!
How did you get in here? I have this under control, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Goons! I got this, boss.
Nimona! Ha-ha!
Nimona transforms into a wolf.
What?
Please, sir. You good guys always fall for the defenseless child routine. I love it. Ooh, who's next? Oh, no, you don't. You're not getting away from me.
Nimona, stop!
He'll raise the alarm, boss.
Attention, intruders.
He raised the alarm, boss. I'll take care of it!
Nimona!
Squires are more trouble than they're worth, aren't they?
Damn it, Nimona!
Hold up there, villain. We've got to fight, because that's my job.
Get out of my way.
Have at thee!
My sidekick is going to kill someone else if I don't stop her. Is that what you want?
Oh, you're no fun at all. Haven't you missed our fight? We haven't done this since you tried to clone the king's daughter.
Ambrosius, I really don't have time for this.
Are you trying to make me jealous?
You're an idiot.
Self-destruct sequence activated. 10 minutes to self-destruct.
Nimona!
This isn't how things are supposed to go. Come on, there's an exit not far from here.
Wait! Nimona is still in there!
She'll be fine. I'm sure she'll turn into a turtle or something.
What makes you think turtles can survive massive explosions?
There's no time to go back for her. Run!
Self-destruct in 30 seconds. 10. 9. 8.
This way! It's a shortcut!
5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
No. This was not how it was supposed to go.
You should leave. There will be more guards here any minute.
It's believed to be the work of renowned supervillain Ballister Blackheart. The number of casualties has not yet been confirmed. Stay tuned for more news at 8 o'clock.
Incoming call. Director, Institution of Law Enforcement and Heroics.
Accepted.
Some heist you pulled today, Blackheart.
What do you want?
The body count seems uncharacteristic of you.
It didn't go according to plan.
You don't say.
Have they found any survivors yet?
Your sidekick? She didn't make it out. We made sure of that.
Then it was your people who set off the self-destruct.
We reacted to a potential threat.
She was just a kid!
That's none of our concern.
What kind of a person blows up a building to kill one kid? You're a monster.
I'm not a monster.
I'm a shark!
Namona! Damn you, Namona!
Hey, boss! How you doing?
You let me think you were dead!
Aw, you like me. You were worried.
You little... Where are you?
At the institution headquarters. They don't know I'm here.
Get back here now.
Yeah, okay. Can I bring these top secret plans I found?
Yes. Yes, just get out of there before they catch you.
You've got it, boss.
And don't ever do that again.
Oi! You're not authorized to be here.
Oops, gotta go.
Namona shapeshifts into a dragon and... Well...
No, Namona! Will you stop doing that?
Chapter 4.
A bird flies through the night air, high above Sir Goldenloin's statue, crowned by his golden locks. At the statue's feet, a guard rousts a dreaming vagabond.
You can't sleep here, bub. Move along.
The bird flies on, across hill and dale, back to Blackheart's castle, aiming for an open window. The bird shapeshifts into Namona.
Boss, I'm home! I'm thirsty.
You completely disregarded my orders. You went against the plan and made a mess of things.
Leftover takeout, octopus, well-preserved baby dragon...
You almost got yourself killed. You almost got me killed.
No offense, but your plan was going to end with us getting arrested. I like mine more.
People died in that explosion. Did you even think about that?
We're villains? Villains kill people sometimes.
Killing solves nothing, Namona. It's vulgar, it's messy. If you're going to kill someone, you'd better be prepared to accept responsibility. So don't kill people just because they're in my way.
Yeah, but they worked for the institution. You know, the same people that ruined your life.
The security guards didn't ruin my life.
No, Goldenloin did. And you won't even kill him. No one's gonna take you seriously if you're too afraid to kill anyone. Oh, look at the TV!
Tonight, the kingdom is in shock.
Now you've got their attention! Everyone's waiting to see what you'll do next!
Sir Goldenloin barely escapes.
Who's the villain and who's the sidekick here? If you're going to stay, you need to listen to me.
Fine. But you need to actually give me something to do.
Fair enough. We need to cooperate. We need to work as a team. I will admit that was some pretty quick thinking in there on your part.
So, do I get to help you lay out the next evil plan?
Yes. If you promise to show a little more restraint.
Deal.
Hey! Ouch! Watch the claws! Truly, all that just to be on top of the icebox?
It has a better view.
You know, you're really good at shifting.
Thanks.
Where did you learn to do that? How does it work? I've heard of animal shapeshifters and face changers, but nothing like this. You were even able to mimic the director's voice. What's your story, anyway?
Oh, man, do I have to do the backstory thing? It's kind of a downer. Of course, I bet you love downer stories, don't you?
Just tell me.
Fine. It all started when I was 6 years old. I lived with my parents in a tiny village. You know, super normal and boring stuff. But we were always getting attacked by the raiders from the west. They'd come without warning, burning and pillaging everything. I wanted to fight them, but I was only 6, and there wasn't a lot I could do. Then, one day, I was gathering berries in the woods when I came across a hole in the ground.
Help! Help! Hey, you okay down there?
Alas, I am a poor old woman who has fallen down into this hole. I am also a witch. If you will help me out, I will give you a magical gift.
If I get you out, can you make me strong enough to defeat the raiders from the west?
I know. I will turn you into a dragon. Then you can fly down and carry me out.
Really? Turn the 6-year-old into a dragon? That was her idea?
Just listen to the story, okay? Anyway, it sounded like a good idea at the time. Now, back to my story. So, she cast the spell, and everything went according to plan. I became a fearsome dragon. I carried the witch to safety, and saw the witch on her way.
Bye!
I was excited to show the village my new dragon's shape, and how strong I had become. But when I got there, they weren't exactly glad to see me.
Kill the beast!
The witch had forgotten to show me how to change back, or even how to speak. I had to run away and find a cave in the woods to hide in. I spent the next few weeks attempting to change back to human.
I don't get it. The witch turned you into a dragon. Why were you able to become other animals?
The spell was slippery. She wasn't a very good witch.
Well, I'd guessed that much from her brilliant plan of get out of the hole by turning the 6-year-old into a dragon.
Will you please shut up about that? Finally, I was able to transform back into myself. I ran home as fast as I could to show my parents what I could do. But when I got back, I found that the raiders had already come. Everyone from my village was dead, including my parents. So, yeah, kind of a downer, like I said.
What did you do after that?
Oh, you know, I just kind of wandered. Shelter wasn't a problem. If it rained, I'd be a turtle. But neither was finding food. I'd just turn into a wolf or some other predator. That's about it, really.
You're right. That is a downer.
Right? Think I can make the trash can?
Mona!
Yes! Well, I'm glad we're past the sob stories part of our relationship. Ooh, can we order pizza?
They charge too much to deliver out here.
Come on! There's nothing edible in your fridge.
There are some genetically altered anchovies in the...
No!
Meanwhile, at the Institution of Law Enforcement and Heroics...
Yes, come in, Golden Loin. I've been expecting you. I was hoping you could explain this afternoon to me.
It wasn't my fault. Ballister's new sidekick broke the rules. I didn't think she'd be such a problem. She's only a child, after all.
Tell me, How did a child bring about the destruction of our finest research facility right under our nose?
Ah, well, you see, she seems to have some measure of shape-shifting abilities.
Shape-shifter? Do you mean to tell me that Ballister Blackheart has a shape-shifter in his employment, and you didn't think to mention it until now? You should have returned here to headquarters and reported to me immediately.
It's only a little one.
It doesn't matter how little it is. This gives him an advantage he didn't have before. He'll figure that out soon enough. We cannot allow this.
Chapter 5. But how does your shape-shifting work? It doesn't make any sense.
It's magic. You can't just accept it and move on?
No.
Ha, of course not.
I'm Ballister Blackheart, and I only believe in science!
Ugh! Don't do that! It's weird!
Don't do that! It's weird!
Nimona, I swear, if you don't turn back right now...
Science!
That's not what I sound like.
Oh, do you want me to mimic your voice?
Please, no.
You're so easy to mess with. Besides, I only do voices for deep undercover ops. Mostly it's just minor changes based on my physiology. Otherwise...
It takes too much effort. I can fire you anytime I want, you know.
Sure, boss.
Wait, but you can talk when you're an animal. How?
Don't know. Does it matter?
Yes, I'll track this door.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's just very high security. I've got to enter a series of very precise codes, which in turn activate the retinal scanner. Once the retinal scan is verified, the voice activation software goes online and...
The rhinoceros bashes down the door.
Not high security enough for me.
Yes, rhino attack. Somehow I forgot to plan for that. This is coming out of your paycheck. See? That right there. You just altered your own mass. That's impossible.
Tell that to your door.
Fine, so it's magic. What can't you do? What are the rules?
Well, I can't turn into anything inanimate, for one. Unless I want to be inanimate, if you get my drift. Two, I can only turn into creatures that actually exist. I can turn into any person, real or made up, but that's harder. Three, I'm allergic to bananas.
Bananas?
No matter what form I'm in. I don't know what it is. I get really bad hives.
It's incredible.
Hives? Not really.
No, your powers. They're practically unlimited. Would you let me run some tests? If we could harness it...
Nimona's arm becomes huge.
My prosthetic arm!
I'm nobody's lab rat. Got it, Buster?
Nimona, are you okay? I'm not going to run any tests. Did someone else?
Ooh, what's that? Does it kill people? Can I try it?
Don't touch that.
But look at all the levers. Oh, and there's a big red button.
Focus. We came down here for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Moving along. Time to snoop through the institution stuff.
Let's see what they consider top-secret plans, shall we?
Aw, these aren't secret plans. It's just a bunch of gibberish. What a rip-off.
It's encoded.
And that's... good?
They wouldn't be encoded unless they had something to hide.
And you can crack it?
I think so.
System on.
Cool.
Running program.
Have you cracked it yet?
No.
Now?
Nimona, it's been 6 minutes.
Ugh, This is boring.
These things take time. It's not just going to... Oh.
You got it? What's it say?
Let's see. There are several chemical formulas in what look like schematics.
I still have no idea what this stuff on your screen means.
Whoa.
What?
Jade root. The institution's using jade root?
What? What's jade root?
It's a very rare, very poisonous plant, and it's pretty much only used in dark sorcery. It's extremely corrosive and notoriously hard to control. The institution outlawed it a long time ago, and yet these plants suggest that they've somehow got a large amount of it.
What are the plans for?
It seems they're trying to formulate a material that can store the jade root's poison without dissolving. And judging by the size of those containers on my screen, that's a lot of jade root.
If it's so rare, then where are they getting it all?
That's what I'm worried about. If they're growing it themselves, they risk contaminating the entire kingdom's crops.
Crops? You're worried about the crops?
If it starts poisoning everyone's food, then yes.
Oh, good point.
Not to mention whatever they're planning on doing with all this jade root.
So you're not crazy, huh? The institution really is up to no good.
You thought I was crazy?
No. Crazy in a good way, evil mad scientist kind of thing.
Just stop.
My point is, this proves you're right. The institution is totally crooked.
I know I'm right.
Yeah, and everyone else will too when you show them these.
It's not that easy. The institution will discredit everything I say. Even if we did get it out, they'd find a way to cover it up.
You do have a plan though, right?
It's starting to come together, yes.
Tell me!
You have to promise to stick to it this time.
Okay, I promise.
Good. Then let's make some trouble for the institution.
Yeah!
Meanwhile, the director of the institution is in her office, reading a report while enjoying a hot beverage.
Communications to Director.
This had better be important, Rudy.
Turn on the news, Director. Channel 6.
What's going on?
These documents suggest that the institution has been hoarding large quantities of a substance known as jade root, a rare and deadly poisonous plant commonly associated with dark magic, and which the institution itself has banned.
Should we shut it down, Director?
If we shut it down now, Rudy, they'll know we panicked. We'd only lend it credibility. Let it run its course. Get a squad to the station and apprehend that anchor woman as soon as it goes to commercial.
Director, is this true?
Calm yourself, Sir Goldenloin. Of course it isn't true.
How do you explain it, then?
Simple. It's Blackheart.
But how...
The shapeshifter, Goldenloin. I was waiting for something like this to happen.
Well, turn it off! Get her out of there!
We're sending a squad over now. Perhaps you'd like to go lend a hand?
Viewers are advised to examine all food products before consumption for any signs of jade root poisoning. Coming up next, an exposé on Sir Goldenloin's codpiece. What's he hiding under there? Does he really expect us to believe that his junk is that impressive?
Shut it off right now!
After crossing the city in record time, Sir Goldenloin and the Royal Guards raid the TV studio.
Royal Guard, don't move!
We're about to be back on air. How dare you... Sir Goldenloin?
Where is the anchor woman?
She went to freshen up.
She could be anywhere, but she's not getting away this time. There! After that pink rat! Oh, no, you don't, you cheeky little... Come on, men! This way! Here! Gotcha!
You caught the rat, sir?
It's not a rat. It's a shapeshifter. What? It's wet?
Are you sure about that, sir?
Because it looks like you caught a rat painted pink to me.
Nice try, though.
You.
A little later, at Blackheart's.
Oh, man, you should have seen Golden Loin's face! I stopped by the institution on my way back. They're flipping out!
These reports are entirely false. It is a hoax, the work of the infamous Ballister Blackheart.
Think they'll convince anyone?
Maybe. They're very good at covering things up. It doesn't matter. That was only phase one.
Yeah, phases!
You did good, kid.
Oh, does this mean I get to pick the movie tonight?
Sure.
Zombies!
Ah, this movie is absurd. It makes no logical sense. And the production values are appalling.
Ah!
Are you really scared of this? You can take on a whole squadron of guards by yourself, and this is what scares you?
Well, maybe if they'd been undead guards, it would have been a different story.
I don't understand what's so scary about zombies. Reanimating the dead isn't hard, but they make terrible minions. They can't move quickly, and they fall apart in a matter of days.
Will you just watch the movie?
You're hiding behind my cape now? It's still attached to me, you know.
Not a word.
Oh, come on! That is not what intestines look like!
Shut up!
Well, that was a waste of 2 hours. Can I have my cape back? Nimona? Nimona, I need to go to bed.
Gently, Blackheart unclips his cape and drapes it over Nimona's sleeping body. And on the way out, turns out the light. Chapter 6.
What you making?
If you're going to come into the lab, gloves and goggles.
There. Goggles. Gloves. Now are you going to tell me what you're making? You've been in here all week. Ooh, is that a potion?
It's the next phase of our plan.
Yes! Phases! Evil potions! This is what I'm talking about.
Careful! I'm manufacturing a superficial, non-fatal, toxic agent.
Right, right. A superficial, non-toxic... What does that mean?
It's a poison. It won't kill anyone, but it does have some pretty nasty side effects. Whether or not people believe the reports of jade root poisoning, they're still going to harbor a certain amount of suspicion. So, when a mysterious illness starts breaking out without any clear cause, well, people are going to be pretty upset. They'll start thinking that maybe those reports were true after all.
Ha! There's the evil! I knew you had it in you.
Hey, I've been a villain for a lot longer than you have.
So, how are you gonna get your super fatal toxin out there?
Apples.
Apples?
Apples.
Whoa, that's old-school villain right there. Are you pissed you're not the fairest of them all?
It's a classic. We shouldn't need to plant too many. Maybe a few dozen. That's all we need. Once a few cases have broken out, people's imaginations will start to take over.
At the farmer's market, Tabitha runs a tidy fruit and veg stand.
Diego, good to see you.
Hi, Tabitha. How's business, then?
You know, see the news the other day?
Boy, Well, that was odd, though. Think it's true?
Shh! The guards are everywhere lately.
Institution says it's a hoax. Says it's Blackheart.
They always say it's Blackheart. I bet they do have Jade Root. Hey, Grandma, you're buying or what? If you keep touching them all, you better buy something.
These apples are no good. No good. This one have worm. This one lumpy. This one too hard. I break last tooth.
Hey, you're paying for that apple, lady.
I don't pay for hard apple.
The old crone nails Tabitha in the forehead with the apple.
Pow! Get out of here, you crazy old bat!
Yeah, shoo!
I'm leave. Bad apples. Bah!
Stupid old crone. Ow! Who even throws apples anymore?
The old crone shuffles away through the crowd. Finally, Nimona arrives back at Blackheart's.
Last of the apples planted, sir.
Good. Now, we wait.
For how long?
The toxin is time-released. The effects won't become apparent for at least a week.
Aw, boring.
We have to make absolutely sure no one traces it back to us. In the meantime, how would you feel about robbing a bank?
Positively! I feel positively about robbing a bank!
I thought you might.
Later that day, Ballister Blackheart and a tall man carrying a large chest walk into His Majesty's Royal Treasury and right up to the teller.
Why is this line so long?
It's only one more person. Watch the chest, Nimona. Don't jostle it. It's supposed to appear heavy.
Hence the muscle-bound lackey disguise, boss.
Shh! We don't want to attract unwanted attention.
Says the man with a hooded cape.
Next.
Finally!
Hello, sir. Are you here to make a deposit?
Not quite. We're here to make a withdrawal. Now, if you'll kindly show me to the vault...
Blackheart!
Blackheart!
Blackheart? It's Blackheart!
Blackheart! Halt right there! Just try not to kill anyone, Nimona. Now, where were we? Take me to the vault.
It's this way.
That's the spirit. Nimona! Join me as soon as you can!
Here it is. But I can't open it. I'm not authorized.
You've done enough. Better get out of here. It's about to get messy.
Getting out of here.
All right, let's go. Nimona!
Take that! See? I didn't kill him.
Good job.
Thanks. Whoa.
Quick, behind the column. That's it. The final wall is breached.
Whoa! Think you had the settings high enough, boss?
It hasn't actually been tested before.
What? Seriously? I just hope you didn't vaporize all the gold. Oh, man. Whoa! You could fill your moat with all of this gold.
Easy. We're not in the clear yet. This laser cannon needs some time to recharge. Bring me the chest. Then I want you up on the roof.
Why am I on the roof again?
We discussed this. You need to clear the square for when the wall blows.
Oh, right. Morals.
I thought maybe you could do the, dragon thing.
Meanwhile, in the square outside the royal treasury, Sir Goldenloin arrives.
Out of the way! Let me through!
Is that an explosion?
Did you see the gorilla?
I saw a lion.
You guard! What's going on in there?
Blackheart's robbing the bank, sir. We had to evacuate.
All right. With me, men.
We're going in.
Sir, he's got some kind of, monster with him.
A little girl disguised as a monster. Don't tell me you're afraid.
Sir, the roof! Look!
Sir Goldenloin to headquarters, requesting immediate backup. We need archers in the bank square now!
You two, with me. The rest of you wait for backup.
But sir, the dragon!
She's a distraction. Meanwhile, Ballister is helping himself to as much gold as he can carry. Now's our chance. Go!
Red Fox to Tin Man. Come in, Tin Man. Do you copy?
I can hear you, Nimona.
Cool. Well, square's clear. Fire away at the vault wall leading to the street. Heads up, though. Goldenloin and his goons are on their way to you right now.
Duly noted. Stand by.
Blackheart! Over there, men!
What is that? Holy!
Take cover! Blackheart.
Hello, Ambrosius.
There's nowhere to run. Give it up, Blackheart.
No, Ambrosius. Not this time.
You ready to split, boss?
Come down and fight me, villain!
Yeah, don't even think about it.
I know. I wasn't going to.
Don't fly away from me! Fight me, coward!
Land next to those two piles of gold! Time to get what we came here for.
Aw, can't we take more?
No, we really can't. For one, you wouldn't be able to lift off.
Ugh, fine. Throw the bags in front of my wings. Perfect.
All right, no time to lose. I think we've overstayed our welcome.
Aim for the wings, archers. Just bring them down. I want them both alive.
I think not.
Again, men! Fire!
They're out of range, sir.
Ballister.
Head for the roof hatch, Nimona! I don't want to land in the yard!
Got it, boss! Oh, man, that was awesome! It went off without a hitch! And look at all this loot!
Nimona?
What?
Your thigh.
Oh.
I thought I got all the arrows. One must have slipped through.
Boss, it's fine.
No, don't touch it!
You're such a granny. Ugh, the arrow's not even that...
You pulled it out! I told you not to touch it!
Ow!
We have to get to my kitchen. I have medical supplies there. I'll carry you.
It's bleeding a lot.
Will you stop squirming?
I'm sorry. That must be so inconvenient for you.
Hold still.
Easy for you to say. Look, why do you keep a first aid kit in your kitchen?
For when I cook.
Well, that explains all the takeout.
This is all my fault. I never should have let this happen.
Boss, I said it's fine. It's not like I didn't know it would be dangerous.
Did you, though? Did you really? I know this seems like a big game to you, but the institution doesn't play around. They won't pull their punches because you're young.
I'm not expecting them to. I appreciate your concern, but I've been looking out for myself for a long time. So don't baby me, okay?
I just don't want you to get hurt.
Will you chill out? No one ever got killed with one little arrow.
Well, actually, they do. That is kind of the purpose of arrows. And you need to stay off that leg.
Aw, seriously?
You're going to take it easy until it heals. Let's get you to the couch.
But what about all the evil plans?
It wouldn't hurt to lay low for a while.
So I'm stuck here with you until my leg gets better?
Afraid so.
Well, what's there to do around here anyway?
I have games.
Here we have world domination. It builds strategy skills. You can play as a dog, a boot, or a trebuchet. Let's see. Bewilder builds language and observation skills.
How about a video game?
Video games are a waste of time.
And board games aren't? Why do you even have these? No one lives here but you.
I used to have some henchmen. Game night was a big hit.
Henchmen? What happened to them?
I can't work with mercenaries. It's impossible to build trust when they only care about their paychecks.
Oh. Let me guess. The institution paid them off?
I don't want to talk about it.
World domination, huh? I call the Scotty dog. Yes! A 10. 8, 9, 10.
Landing you in the enchanted forest, which is my domain. 600 gold, please.
My Scotty dog will not pay your tyrannical toll!
Nemona.
He rallies the oppressed woodland creatures and organizes a revolt!
It just so happens that I am a just ruler and greatly admired by all my subjects.
Squirrels scale the walls of the castle and bears batter down the gates. Bloody chaos ensues! The enchanted forest is ours!
I'm taking the 600 gold anyway.
Oh, highway robbery!
Plus another 600 for damages. My game! You burnt my game!
That was fun. What do you want to do next?
At Her Majesty's hospital, two doctors confer.
I've never seen anything like this, Doctor. 4 cases in the last week alone. They're not responding to any treatment we've tried. We've run every test, but I don't know what to make of the results. We don't know what's causing it. The patients have no ties to each other.
Do you remember that news report? The institution's secret stash of jade root? Poisoning the kingdom's crops?
But the institution debunked that.
Yes, but suppose it's true.
Meanwhile, the institution director and Sir Goldenloin watch TV in the director's office.
Angry crowds congregate outside institution headquarters as rumors of a jade root-related plague mount. 4 cases have been reported so far. The institution has yet to comment.
This is a disgrace. Due to your incompetence, Sir Goldenloin, Blackheart and his new ward are running circles around us.
What would you have me do? Stop the peasants from getting sick?
This is not the time for smarm. You know what you have to do.
Get rid of the sidekick. By any means necessary.
I swear I will see them both captured and brought to justice.
Do I have to spell everything out for you? Dispose of the sidekick.
What? I'm not going to kill a little girl.
This is a matter of keeping your job. You think we can't replace you in an instant? If this situation escalates any further, we will be forced to take drastic measures. And your friend Blackheart will go down with her.
Blackheart is not my friend!
Right, arch-nemesis, of course. And if you want him to remain as such, you will do as I say.
Chapter 7. Blackheart and Nemona catch up on the news.
The kingdom is in a panic after the outbreak of a mysterious disease, rumored to be linked to experiments carried out by the institution. Meanwhile, villain-at-large Ballister Blackheart's bank heist earlier this week has caused massive withdrawals, forcing authorities to freeze all accounts.
Look what I got you!
What's this?
A crown? I nicked it at the bank. Figured it would suit you. Come on, boss, just picture it! When we've won, you'll be king and I'll be your champion!
I never said I wanted to be king.
Who did you think was going to take over when we ousted the institution? Or did you just not think that far ahead?
You're getting a little ahead of yourself. We're a long way from winning.
Yeah, but we will.
What makes you so sure?
Because you're a genius, duh.
You know I've never pulled one of these things off, right? I don't exactly have the best record.
Yeah, but this time, you have me. You have to admit we make a good team.
You have certainly proved your worth.
I think we should celebrate. I'm gonna make dinner.
You can cook? Or are you just looking for an excuse to blow up my kitchen?
Har har. I'm only the best cook ever.
Wait, Nimona, didn't I tell you to stay off that leg? Did you take the bandage off?
What? Oh.
What? It's healed already? Not just healed, it's completely gone.
Yeah, well, I heal really fast. It's a shapeshifter thing.
After 4 days? Why didn't you mention this before?
Forgot!
Incoming call from Sir Goldenloin.
Accepted. What do you want?
I need to talk to you, alone, in person. Can you meet me at the Antlered Snake tonight?
How stupid do you think I am?
It's not a trap. You have my word.
Your word is worth a lot, is it?
The institution doesn't know about this, okay? I just want to talk.
We're talking now.
Please, Ballister. It's important. I'll buy the drinks.
Fine. 7 o'clock. Nimona, I'm going out.
But what about dinner?
Put mine in the fridge.
That night in the Antlered Snake, Blackheart joins Goldenloin at a table. They drink.
Remember when we used to come here every day after training?
I remember. Well, I'm here. What do you want?
Where's your sidekick?
Is that what this is about?
Is she here?
She might be. You'd have no idea, would you? I'd have no idea.
You've got to get rid of her.
Is that so? And, why would I do that?
The institution is very displeased.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Ballister, the institution is ordering me to kill your sidekick.
Killing children now, Goldenloin? Is that what heroes do these days?
Do you really think I want to do it?
What makes you think you can? She'd eat you alive if I'd let her.
You know how powerful the institution is. Just send her away, Ballister. She'll be safe, and things can go back to normal.
Normal, is it? You gave up normal at the joust.
I can't believe you're still hung up about that. It was a long time ago, you know. Besides, it was an accident.
I bet you've said that so many times, you've started to actually believe it.
It was!
It's just the two of us here, Ambrosius. You don't have to lie.
What? I'm not! Everyone knows what happened that day. You're the only one who can't accept it.
Can't you just admit it just this once? You blew up my arm because you couldn't stand that I was better than you.
You were never better than me! You can't blame me for how your life turned out. You made the choice to turn evil.
Choice? I never had a choice. The institution needed a villain. That lot fell to me. I never chose it. And it could just as easily have been you had that accident happened differently.
Oh, please. Do you really believe that? You never had it in you to be a hero. Everyone always knew you were going to go bad. So that's how it is.
Fine. I've got 5 on Goldilocks.
Done.
Admit it.
No.
Hey, take it outside, boys.
What if I cut off your arm right now? Then you'd see just how fast the institution cast you aside. Just like they did me.
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. And I'm the villain. What do you suppose that says about you?
A dejected Blackheart finds Nimona in his TV room watching a movie.
Hey, you're home. I put your dinner in the fridge like you said. Whoa, what happened? Did you get into a fight without me? Tell me where they are. I'll mess their faces up. Are you... boss?
I'm going to bed.
Chapter 8. Blackheart tosses and turns in bed, unable to sleep. A piece of paper is slipped under his door. He gets out of bed to read it.
Science Expo today. Brilliant minds from all over the land to exhibit at Kingdom's annual fair.
Morning, boss.
What's this note about?
Well, you seemed really depressed last night. So, I thought some science might cheer you up. You love science.
We can't go to a big public event like this, Nimona. We're the two most wanted criminals in the kingdom.
I thought of that. You're gonna need to put on this fake beard.
Animal hybrids! Cutting-edge technology! Come on, come on, and see the scientific marvels of our age! Don't miss the robot fight at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now!
This beard itches. Nimona, I really don't think this is going to fool anyone.
Well, it won't if you keep messing with it. And my name's Gregor. You know, your adorable son. Clearly, I'm the only one taking this disguise thing seriously. If we get caught, it's your fault.
Hey, this was your idea. I haven't been here in years. I used to dream about one day having my own booth here.
Ha, nerd.
So where should we...
Ooh, churros.
Well, hello there, young man.
One churro, please.
There you go. But first, have you been good to your dad?
Yeah.
He really takes after you, you know.
Yes, I suppose he does.
You have a good day now.
So where to now, boss? This is your day.
Well, I did make a list of booths I wanted to stop by.
Gimme. This is just a list of a bunch of old nerds.
They're scientists at the leading edge of their fields. Dr. Mariscott is an amazing chemist. Her work on neutralizing hazardous material is changing...
Ugh! You don't even have the robot fight on here.
I do have the lightning show, though.
Ah, that's more like it. What about the three-eyed elephant slug?
How about we take turns picking what we see?
Deal. But first, funnel cake.
You just had a churro.
Boss, you don't understand. This guy has the best funnel cake in the city. By lunch, it'll be gone.
All right, but after that, we're going to Dr. Mariscott's booth.
So much walking.
We haven't even explored the new science alley.
Can't feel my feet.
It's right down this way.
I know. Carry me.
I'm not going to carry you, Nimona.
Oh, please. I carry you all the time. And my name's Gregor.
Fine. But can you turn into something less heavy?
It's rude to comment on a lady's weight. Is anyone looking?
No, you're fine.
Meow.
Okay, that works. Up on the shoulder.